So I want to present you the model of successful implementation of effective perinatal care in Ukraine. So actually, this effective perinatal care started to be implemented. Starting from 2003 in Ukraine by the Maternal and Infant Health Project. So this project is funded by American people through USAID, and also it's so-sponsored by one big private company, TNK British Petroleum. So we started to work in Ukraine in 2003, as I said, and we started to work in four oblasts. And it was only five, and after that, eight pilot sites when we tried to show to our government and maybe to ourselves that effective perinatal care are also working in Ukraine. So after that, it was the second part of the project when we started to work in eight oblasts, and now, as you see, we are working in 18 out of 27 regions of Ukraine, and we are covering 35% of all births in Ukraine. So the main goal of the project is improvement of our mother and infant health, and this is done through advocating and promoting and implementation of effective perinatal care, which are evidence-based and cost-effective. And supported by WHO, as all of you know, Making Pregnancy Safer initiative, which we are supporting and using a lot of their materials. So what does it mean, effective perinatal care? Effective perinatal care, it's a set, and I want to highlight that it's a set of evidence-based and cost-effective technologies, and all of them are aimed to improve maternal and infant health. So, and the aim of this effective perinatal care, as well as our project, is to cover the whole cycle. So starting from even not antenatal care, if starting from preconception, through antenatal care, through intrapartum, immediate postpartum, and postpartum care and pediatric care at all. So, and any part of these steps cannot be excluded. If one part is excluded, so it doesn't work. So, conditions which needed to be present for successful implementation of effective perinatal care. So, first of all, it's support on national level. Without this support, we cannot do anything, because before 2003, we don't have any national document, any national order which was evidence-based. So, and these three words, evidence-based medicine, were like something magic, and they were used by academicians to promote themselves, which was not really evidence-based. So, and for this national level, what is very important is development or revision of national precases, national clinical protocols and guidelines, and for, to be them based on good evidences. So another step what need to be done is revision and or development of the training curriculum, changing in training curriculum to teach students, to teach doctors, so I mean in service, pre-service, and postgraduate education. So everything need to be changed. Economical support on national and regional level, it's not the last point. And now we have in Ukraine the reproductive health program until 2015, which has allocated some money from the budget for some basic life-saving equipment for maternities and also for training for healthcare providers. And also what we have on regional levels, it's mainly private companies which are supporting implementation of this effective prenatal care. And I said before, one oblast, Lugansk region of Ukraine, it's supported fully by this big company TNK British Petroleum, because they have their factories in this oblast and they are supporting a full set of effective prenatal care implementation in this oblast. So adapted training documents. It was one challenge, and it's still a challenge in Ukraine, that I can say not a lot of people are able to read and to understand English. And as you know, a lot of materials, practically 90% of them, of evidence-based materials, evidence-based researches, are published in English. So we need to find a way how to translate it on Ukrainian or Russian, which will be understandable for national healthcare providers. So, and we start to use in 2003 materials of WHO, which were already translated, and now we work hardly with WHO Euro for revision of these materials on effective perinatal care. And now we have English and Russian version of these materials which are connected to obstetrical and neonatal care. So strong M&E system, it's absolutely needed to have a real situation, to have a real vision of the situation, what is happen in the facilities where you're trying to work, where you're working, especially on the pilot phase. And now we are working with our government, with the Ministry of Health of Ukraine, on revision of health information system. And community participation, it's the last but not least point, because if community is not involved, if community don't know which rights they have and which kind of care they should receive, so it's difficult to advocate even healthcare providers to provide this care. So, and as I mentioned, the effective perinatal care, it's a set of technologies. So it's not all of technologies of effective perinatal care. You see, I put only six of them, but if we will continue until 100, 1,000, I don't know. But they're working like effect of domino. You know, if you have some national clinical protocols or guidelines which are evidence-based, which are providing, which are legalizing any kind of support, so it when it's done, it's lead to creation of the individual delivery rooms and the delivery and birth rooms. So because before 2003, our maternities, at least in Ukraine and in many countries of post-Soviet countries, so maternities were closed establishments. So only woman, only pregnant woman can come in. So father, family, all relatives are waiting outside. Now it's a different situation. So and so you see, each technology is following by. So when you have individual delivery rooms, you can have a partner in the delivery room supporting this woman. This is leading to involvement of the family, of partners, and support of the partners. So it lead to less interventions, which is leading to implementation of some effective perinatal technologies. And all of that is leading to improvement of maternal health. And if obstetrical care is improved, it's lead immediately to improvement of infant health. They are absolutely connected between themselves. So it decreasing of infant hypothermia. So it's an entry point for infection. It's an entry point for hypoglycemia. It's an entry point for many conditions in the baby which are leading to not good health, I can say, and to the worsening of the condition of the baby. So less infant with asphyxia, you see less interventions, less babies need to be transferred to NICU, which is leading to improvement, to decreasing of neonatal mortality and morbidity, and also to improvement of the infant health. So the main components of our project are, as I mentioned before, so policy. We need policy makers on our behalf, and we started to work closely, and we have really great collaboration with our Ministry of Health. And we started to work, and we work with them on development of the national clinical protocols. So we started to work with them with one technically advisory group, which consists of national level experts, and it was mainly for obstetrical care. Now we have several also for neonatal care, on infection control prevention, on pediatric care, and for the time being these four groups, they created, they developed more than 46 national clinical guidelines and protocols. Also, support of effective perinatal care implementation on the level of oblasts and facilities. The next step is working with educational system. So we need to start to work with our academicians, with our famous professors, and only them they can change this curriculum. And now it's changed for in-service trainings, and we have three parts of this curriculum on obstetrical care. The first one is physiological obstetric, and the next one is pathological obstetric, and the third one, which is practically finished now, it's emergency obstetric care. So M&E, monitoring and evaluation. So since the beginning, we are monitoring all our facilities, starting from 8 of them. Now we have more than 100 facilities in the project, and we are monitoring them. And also to be sustainable after the finishing of the project, we are working on the revision of health informational system. And absolutely important component of our project is BCC, behavioral change component, so which is aimed to raise the awareness of the community and also create a demand on behalf of community to this effective perinatal care. So some results of our project, companion presence. You see, we started practically from zero. And now we have around 75%, and it's stable. And it's stable only for one reason, because each year we are taking more additional sites, and they are starting from a low level of companion presence. We are teaching them, they are raising, and so now we have a stable level around 75%. So individual delivery rooms. So as I told, this set, individual delivery rooms, free delivery positions, companion support, all these things, they are decreasing the number of medical interventions. And you can see that labor induction, C-section, episiotomies are going down, all of them. And we have, when you will see on the data of 2007 and first half of 2008, you will see some increase. It's due to the fact that we add some new sites to our project. The same is here, decreasing of postpartum hemorrhage. And it's also an entry point, because postpartum hemorrhage, it's the first reason for maternal mortality in the world and also in Ukraine. And due to the fact that we are introduced and start to implement active management of the third stage, so we are decreasing this postpartum hemorrhage, and as well indirectly we can say that we are decreasing the maternal mortality in Ukraine. So newborn hypothermia, it was absolutely unknown term in Ukraine when we started to work, and when we start to ask our first sites, even head physicians of this of this site. Do you have hypothermia in your maternities? No, we don't have it. We don't have. We have a good heating system. We are swaddling our child. You know, we are doing for them everything, and we don't have this hypothermia in our sites. And when they start to measure this temperature, they see what was the real situation. And now you see we have around zero. Neonatal morbidity. You see this red graph. It's our oldest site. That's why we are we want to show it to you. It's our oldest oblast, Volyn oblast or Volyn region, in red. And you see decreasing. And after 2006, something happened. Yes, something happened, because from the 1st of January 2007, we switch on the new definition of live birth, starting from 500 grams in Ukraine. Now, that's why we have this sum increasing. But you see, in Ukraine, doesn't happen. And maybe it's shame for me, but I can say that it's due to the not real state statistic, not real one. So, does this effective perinatal care cost saving? Yes, we conducted a big study in 2005 in those maternities which were in the project, and what was the result? That for per one delivery in these facilities, they are saving around $19. And it's both. It's not only for the facility, because in Ukraine it's I can say strange system of sharing costs between facilities and patients, and it's for both of them. And if we are going to Ukraine scale, you can see that if we will implement this effective perinatal care all over Ukraine, we will save around $8 million per year, both for facilities and for our patients. So I will show you, I'm practically finished, the scheme of our project, how we are working. So we have baseline, yeah, base care, basic care, which was in Ukraine, for example, for 2003, and we have a definition of the quality of care. What we want to do? We have some different oblasts with different facilities. I mean, in blue it's maternity, in green it's antenatal care, pediatric care, pediatric polyclinic. So, and some of them were on different levels. So, when the project came, so we start to work with people, with population. We start to work with the state, with the Ministry of Health, and also we started to work, as I told, with the university. And so, what we do? We developed a center of excellence, like a showroom, to be shown to all other Ukrainian maternities that, yes, it works even in Ukraine, and it is absolutely possible to give such kind of care to all our women and babies. So, through this showroom and with the support of the project, we develop such kind of training center of excellence, you can name it like you want, in different oblasts, and they are doing it for all other oblasts of Ukraine. So, and so what I want to present you, it's a medical, I can say medical model of effective perinatal care implementation in Ukraine, because we are not covering here community awareness and all that. So, Ministry of Health and healthcare providers, they were before the project. Then project came, and we started to speak with healthcare providers, and especially with the Ministry of Health, on the language of evidence-based medicine. So, we had these pilot sites. Ministry of Health developed revised national clinical guidelines and curriculums for medical universities. All that has a great effect on all healthcare providers, including our pilot sites, which lead to implementation, national implementation of effective perinatal care, and the result will be maternal and infant health improvement. So thank you very much. Questions, I think, will be after.
Thank you very much. That was very interesting.